Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so excited that you are waking up with us. And what a great day. Fun Friday. I've got a whole studio here. I'm so excited. So I've got Giovanni here. And I always mess this up. I'm not going to do that today.
You're not going to.
DaysInSimiValley.com and Simi Valley Night Out. He's always got stuff happening. And I'm telling you, this guy is on the ball all the time. He is, you know what? I love that. I love your energy. So welcome, Giovanni.
Thank you. How are you today?
Good. All right. And I got Prudence from Mindset Reset.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excited to be here. Friday is my favorite day off of the week.
I know, and you're off. That's really cool.
Love it.
I had so much fun last night, and I'm going to kind of highlight everybody a little bit on Joe LaSalle, and it is the action coach. He is all about taking action. I'm telling you, this guy is just so motivating. We had a lot of fun last night, so I definitely want to do that. And then, of course, I'm so excited. We have Randy Boring, and you are on our show today.
Thank you, Kim. It's so, so happy to be here, and I'm just honored to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to, you know, a lot of people know Prudence, and they know Giovanni, but they don't know Randy. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have a lot of different experience coming up through, I was born in the military, so I traveled around a lot, and now I'm doing a lot of coaching and recruiting. My wife and I own a couple companies.
I love Meg. A little shout out there. In fact, I have a shout out for a couple of my friends out there. Not to interrupt you, but I just want to make sure you know how I run by the side of my thing here. But I do want to. I met Bob yesterday, and he actually. It's funny. You guys are gonna laugh, but I took a bunch of shoes in to be fixed. My favorite shoes, and he was so sweet. He's like, "It's time to get rid of them." Okay. I think I have a little bit of that hoarder feeling in me. And my husband laughed. He's like, he's going to think you're crazy. But he actually was really cool. He was really nice. So definitely a shout out to Bob and over in Las Poses. And then also I was going to the bank and I met Catherine. And she's actually getting married. I asked her, so happy new year. What's happening in your life? And she said, I'm getting married. So congratulations. And if you both are listening, you know, take down our phone number. Actually, for all my friends out there, take down our phone number because it's Fun Friday. We've got lots of stuff to give away. So I definitely want you to tune in. So I want to let you know our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Not only that, is you can find us live on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and you can stream us there. You can also, if you're walking into a meeting and you're going, God, I want to win something, I'm going to listen, go into TuneIn Radio on all your smartphones. Also, like us on Facebook because you hear lots of stuff that's happening on my show today. And I really, really cut you off. Sorry about that, Randy.
That's quite all right.
Anyways, but we have a really fun show today. We're going to be talking about Eat Your Way to Sexy. Start losing weight in just 7 days. It's funny because I guess I'm getting a hint. Everything that we've been talking about is weight.
But you have to really sell this one. Listen,
okay.
It's Eat Your Way to Sexy, authentic foods and lifestyle tips to reignite your passion, from the menage a trois breakfast to the twosome lunch and more.
Now I'm interested.
Exactly.
See, I know. Hey, you know what? Yeah. It's funny. Yesterday, we got so many men calling in, and I love that because everybody says, oh, you're just a ladies' show. In fact, my friend Ron Tunick out there, he's like, oh, it's just a ladies' show. No, it's not. It's all about what ladies know and think. So men
should be listening.
Yes, exactly. And then our other guest is also going to be Chubster, and it's a hipster's guide to losing weight again while staying cool. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about, but of course we've got some definite giveaways. So again, write down this phone number so you are ready to get your free stuff that we're giving away, because I love to give back. That's my way of giving back to all my listeners and adding value every day in every way. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board, and we're going to keep him tuned in. So, all right. So, Randy, tell us a little bit about you. Motivate us.
Okay. Well, my business partner, Michael Hunter.
I love Michael Hunter. Yes. He's an awesome guy, too.
We've started a couple different companies. We started training a long time ago with Prudence. That was a lot of fun. I remember years ago with our coaching classes.
Absolutely.
And now we're dabbling in all kinds of things, hypnosis and NLP and training and
because it's all about positive thoughts create positive actions.
It's all about taking those actions and then learning what to do with those actions.
There you go.
Last night was all about action, right?
Yes. And in fact, and I'm going to give people. Is that okay that I'm doing that? Is Joe going to get upset with me?
Probably not.
Okay, good. Okay,
for you, Kim. Anything?
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'm going to give out the 10-step ladder of success from Joe LaSalle, and you know. If any of you couldn't be there last night, there is still a 5-hour course that you can still hook up. And I'm sure if you mention my name, Kim Pagano Show, you will get an incredible deal to be there. So listen for that. I'm going to get back to that. I know that we actually have our first guest on, and I'm really excited to hear from Elizabeth Snowmore. Are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, and Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you.
So what an exciting book. First of all, it's the perfect color for my show. Everything I do is hot pink, so. But so tell us, you know, in 7 days and then reignite your passion. So many of us, like, need that back in our lives.
Oh, I know that. And, you know, but it's more than putting on a little black dress or a studly suit. What I'm really aiming for in the book is to turn a good life into a great one, one full of confidence and energy, gusto, passion. And that all has to do with taking care of yourself, feeding your circuitry and your circulation so that you lose weight, you feel great, you look younger, and have all the energy that you need to feel sexy.
So, Elizabeth, can you tantalize us with something from your book that you would want our listeners to know?
Yeah, let's just start off right at the good, juicy stuff.
Because all I see here is antioxidant orgy, love organ. I'm like thinking, okay, well, share, please, Elizabeth.
Okay, well, there's just a few things that you need to do in order to feel a whole lot better and a whole lot sexier, and one of them is to have an antioxidant orgy. And what I mean by that is to load the plate, at least 2 servings at every meal and 1 at every snack, of a colorful fruit or vegetable. A lot of brain and circuitry and circulation is damaged by little oxygen fragments called free radicals or oxidants. And those little oxygen fragments damage cells and lead to everything from dementia to heart disease. But if you load the plate with anti-free radicals or antioxidants, you can stop and even in some cases reverse that damage and prevent dementia down the road, as well as think more clearly and feel more energetic and lose weight right now. So, you know, that's as easy. 2 servings at every meal. It could be a handful of blueberries and a small glass of orange juice along with your cereal at breakfast. It could be opening up a bag of spinach. You know, there's so many varieties these days. A salad, Dole alone has 38 varieties. So open up a bag of one of the dark greens, put some grilled chicken or a leftover salmon on top, a little bit of salad dressing, and you've got 2, maybe 3 or 4 servings of vegetables at lunch. And then at dinner, if you're going to have a half a cup of peas anyway, just double the serving to a cup of green peas, and you've got 2 servings right there. And that alone will start start you on your way to feeling better, having more energy, thinking more clearly, and even losing weight. I've had clients lose up to 30 pounds following that one rule alone.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I just want to remind anybody that if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a party in here. This is a fun Friday, and we've got lots to give away. But not only that, we've got Elizabeth. Is it Sommer?
Summer, just like the season.
Summer. Ooh, okay, perfect. And we're talking about eat your way to sexy. I mean, that's something men, women, everybody wants to have a little bit of sexiness in their life, right? And it's all about how you feel. So tell me your journey of why you wrote this book.
Well, I've been researching the link between what we eat and how we feel for decades. My first book, Food and Mood, came out back in the 1990s, came out in the second edition. Then I wrote the Food and Mood Cookbook. Then I wrote Eat Your Way to Happiness a couple years ago. So Eat Your Way to Sexy is kind of in that same family, but takes it to the next step. This book is not just about getting over fatigue or getting over depression. It's feeling vital. And it's also not only about mood and food and mind, but it's also, there's a whole chapter on how to eat to feed your skin so that you look up to 10, 15 years younger. There's a whole chapter on the absolute foolproof, guaranteed habits that if you adopt them, you will lose weight and maintain the weight loss. And that's based on solid research that we know absolutely works. And let me just give you a clue that fad diets do not, under any circumstance, work long term. So it's these, you know, you've got to follow these particular habits. One of them, keeping a journal. Another one is, you know, surround yourself with supportive people that will aid your weight loss and maintenance, not undermine it. Some of those kinds of tips.
You know, I just want to comment on one of your chapters in here. It says sexy smell. I am so attracted to smells. That's like one of my, ooh, Randy too, okay.
Well, I hope good smells, though.
Good smells. I'm glad you actually said
good
that.
Good clarification.
You know? Yeah, and you know, so, but my husband is not, unless I have a very soft, it could give us, and it could give me a headache too. So, you know what we're going to do is we're going to do, if you're okay with that, how long do I have you? Are you on a time schedule?
I am slightly on a time.
Okay, so what time are you out of here?
Okay.
What time are you done?
Oh, 20 after.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I just want to open up my lines right now. And, you know, if anybody has a question for Elizabeth, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I want to give away actually a massage, right?
You want to give away the massage already?
I do,
already?
Yeah,
Well, it's kind of perfect.
Right. I know.
Sensual eating and a wonderful massage.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to do is give away our, we'll take number caller number 5 at 805-639-0008. And 2 seconds, tell us a little bit about.
This is actually coming from Hand in Hand Mobile Massage. This guy's name is Tom. Tom is actually an amazing, amazing guy.
Very personable. Call, you know.
He comes to your house. He'll come to your home, your office, if you have an office full of people. I will give you more information about him. But we're going to give away a 1 hour massage. He'll come to your house
anywhere
to
out here.
The fifth caller.
Okay, you got it. 805-639-0008. Thank you, Elizabeth. We just love to give back to our listeners. So. Now, you know, I love feeling good and smelling good. It's kind of like it goes hand in hand. And obviously that's the same with what you're talking about in your book. And beauty is the light in your heart, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Beauty radiates from within outside. So, in fact, I even give a story of two women. Turned out that they were twins. One spent thousands of dollars on her outside, rubbing creams and taking all kinds of funny potions, and yet didn't have that radiance, and battled her weight problem. And her identical twin sister was beautiful, and she spent very little money on cosmetics, but spent her time at the gym and eating right, and she just looked fabulous. You really do. When you're feeding your inside, you're feeding your outside too.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Now, I know you have 20 ways to lose the blubber. Let's just put it right there, right? You know, can you give us some of those tips right off the bat?
Absolutely. Again, this is part of the, you know, the absolute foolproof. We know what works. Anybody can lose weight. It's keeping the weight off. That's the trick. And we know what works. So the 12 super sexy foolproof tricks for weight loss are in the book. One of them is, of course, keeping a journal. People that keep at least periodically write everything they eat, how much, and when.
So only a food journal.
Just a food journal. Okay. Well, you can keep an exercise journal, too. That's an excellent idea.
Uh-oh, that might
you
be empty.
Keep a
oh, God.
Exercise journal. That's a good idea.
That is. Yeah, there you go. But definitely a food journal. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail.
So oh, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
If your New Year's resolution is, I'm going to lose weight, you don't even know what that means. So you've got to be very specific. My goal is to lose 30 pounds this year. I'm going to lose half a pound every week, and I'm going to do it by X, Y, and Z, whatever your plan is. So having a plan is important. You got to exercise, girls and boys. You got to. You know, you may be able to lose weight on a diet, but you only will maintain the weight if you're exercising too. The National Weight Control Registry is an ongoing study of people that have maintained a significant weight loss, and every single one of them is exercising. So, you know, it's tips like that. Also, like I mentioned before, surrounding yourself with people that are supportive of your weight loss efforts, that aren't bringing home the chocolate, hoping you'll gain weight. And you know, you've got to have somebody that's supporting what you do. Sip sparingly. Watch out for liquids. I can't tell you how many clients I've had that can't figure out why they're not losing weight, and it turns out it's because of happy hour.
There you go. I know, Randy, you had a question.
Well, and I love what you're saying, and what I've experienced is, and I've had a 65-pound weight alteration, and one of the things that I realize is I've taken your tips right along the line, and I call it attaining a perfect weight, because every time I've seen people lose weight, they tend to find it again.
Oh.
So, you know, I like to focus on attaining a perfect weight.
There you go. And there's also not losing it. It's actually, what is it? Shana actually says this.
Releasing.
Because it doesn't belong to me.
Exactly. You don't want it. Now, you know, I know that you have, this is, I love this book. I'm going to go home and study it. But, you know, I know that I'm a hair therapist. And so there is things that you can also do, as you say in here, is makeovers, right?
Makeovers in terms of your looks?
Well, as makeovers, in terms of, you know, you look good, you feel good, you do good. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. And some people think that when they're heavy, they don't have any, you know, anything to look forward to. But really, if you get in front of the right hair therapist, you can pick out all your incredible qualities.
Well, and you can see two people who maybe weigh the same, have the same body composition, and one thinks they're the most horrible, ugly thing ever, and the other one exudes sexual energy and loves themselves. And so the mind plays a lot into this as well. It doesn't matter. And you can see people who are real thin, and the exact same thing happens. One is in love with life and exudes a certain energy, and the other is hating life and everything's wrong. It has nothing to do with your size. It has to do with the mind. So what I love about this book is you're playing with something that we're doing with every day, and you're adding such a beautiful twist about, let's make this sexy, and how can we say antioxidant orgy on the radio in the morning and have a good time?
There you go.
And I think a lot of that also has to do with, like you were saying, the personality of the person. You know, some people, you know, they have those things on Craigslist and all these different things, the BBW, the big beautiful women. You know, there's people out there that enjoy larger women. You know, so it's just, I think it all has to do with, you know, how
mindset.
You feel, how you eat, how you take care of yourself, and if you continue doing things,
right,
you'll enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
What's your thought on that?
Well, a couple of things. One is, if you focus on healthy, you automatically will drop weight if you need to, because you'll be eating the foods that not only nourish your heart and your mind and your skin, but that slim your waistline. You know, we are one big package. It's not like you just feed one organ at a time. So the very foods, the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, you know, getting the grease out of the diet, such as the butter and the fatty dairy products and the greasy meats and the refined grains, getting those out of the diet not only will save your heart, but it's, you know, so just focus on your health and your waistline will take care of itself. The second thing is, and I talk a lot about this in the book, is that sexy comes in all shapes and sizes. And some people are, being a little curvy is sexy. The only time it isn't sexy is if you have so much weight that it has caused diabetes or hypertension or heart disease. You know, being excessively overweight increases your risk threefold for dementia down the road. That's not sexy anymore. You know, sexy is health and radiating that health. So, you know, if you're very overweight, yes, feel sexy, but you still need to slim down because I care about your health and I want you to live a long and healthy life.
Wow, I love where you're coming from. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Elizabeth Summer, and her book is Eat Your Way to Sexy. You know, I just have to comment on a couple of things. I'm feeling sexy tricks, okay? And it's just so simple, the things that you talk about. Get flirty, act up in just a little, and strip. What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, there's something pretty sexy about letting the air, you know, let your skin breathe. But if that's, you know, walking around the house stark naked, you've got little kids or whatever, and you don't want to do that, then at least wear fabrics like cotton that allow your skin to breathe. Another one that's just so easy is just stand up straight.
Oh, my God.
If your posture is good, you automatically...
We all just did that.
Yeah, you'll feel more confident. You'll feel sexier just by putting your shoulders back and tucking your tummy in and walking with a stride to your walk.
I love where you're coming from. Now, where do we find your book?
You can find it at all major bookstores. Eat Your Way to Sexy is on Amazon. If you want to know more about the book or you want to ask me a nutrition question,
ooh, there you go.
Can go to my website, elizabethsummer.com, and Summer is spelled S-O-M-E-R, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter.
Can you become a fan of ours so I can share you with everyone?
I would love to be a fan of
you. Okay, that would be great. And also, so what can you leave us with for our New Year's resolution? What is the main start?
Well, the main start, if you were to do nothing else in the book, but do that one rule that I started out our interview with, and that is include two colorful fruits or vegetable servings at every meal and one at every snack. It's the most important thing you can do for your health, both your mind, your physical health, your emotional health, and your mental health. And take care of yourself. Every bite that goes into your mouth is either fueling or undermining your health. So just give it some thought before you put something in. You wouldn't put sawdust into the gas tank of your car. Don't put the nutritional equivalent of sawdust into your body.
Oh, I love that. You just gave me chills. I love that message. You know, and I love this one part, cop a sexy attitude. If everybody just felt sexy, you'd feel good about yourself. With that, thank you so much, Elizabeth. I'd love to have you back on and talk a little further.
That'd be great. I'd love to do it.
You got it. You have a great holiday, New Year, and heading into the New Year right now. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to actually put out another massage, right? We have one more since we... Okay. And so tell a little bit about that again.
It is hand-in-hand massage. It's a mobile massage. If you want to go and check him out, his name is Tom. Tom is a great guy. I know he does a lot of volunteer work. He actually came and volunteered at my golf tournament. He was doing massages for all the golfers on the golf course. If you want to check him out, it's mobilehands.biz.
So wait a minute. He was out on the golf course
doing
it?
He was on the golf course.
You guys are spoiled out there.
Just a little bit.
I'm going to start golfing. I'm telling you. That is the best. Okay, so our phone number here is 805-639-0008. What we'll do is we'll take caller number 3. And that, again, 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We've got lots more, and we're having fun. It's Fun Friday.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Thank you.
everyone. We were trying to lose weight and get sexy at the same time in here. We've got a full studio. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are here with us today. And if you are out there and you just want to say hi, or you want to just say, you know, I love your show, or add value every day in every way by something that you're doing out there in our everyday world, that's what we need. I'd love to hear from you. 805-639-0008. We have Giovanni from Simi Valley Night Out and Days in Stay in Simi Valley. We've got Randy Boring here, and he's a motivator and a hypnotist. We've got Prudence, a mindset reset, and myself, Kim, and we've got Matt on our board. But we do have a winner, and we've got Susie on the line. Susie, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. Where are you calling from?
From Oxnard.
All right. And are you a first-time listener?
No, I love your show. You make my day every morning.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Well, God, you are the lucky winner of a massage.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I want to thank you every day for your inspiration and getting me on my way to a good day.
I love that. And now, what kind of work do you do? Where are you on your way to?
I am I'm a teacher for the Regional Occupation Program.
Okay. We need you, and thank you.
And thank you.
All right. And you know what? Share us with everyone so we can grow. That's what it's all about. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Can you become a fan?
I sure can.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, and we have all your information, and we will get that out to you so you can relax and feel sexy and feel better. And you have a wonderful day today.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. All right. All right, so with that, gosh, you know, I love that. That's what makes me come here every day to the studio and talk to people. And that's what, you know, and last night we were over at Joe Lassell's seminar, The Action Coach, and actually at your office, right? Mm-hmm. Great office out in Thousand Oaks. And so, you know, he talked about the 10-step ladder of success, and I kind of want to go through that a little bit. And so I wonder if Joe's listening right now. If he is, maybe he can give us a call in here. But needless to say, he's here in spirit because he's actually in a wheelchair. And this guy, what do you think the first thing that is on his list is just to move? Because so many of us take it for granted that, you know, we can exercise, we can jump up and down, we can walk, we can do all that. That is a gift. We are all gifted that. And so that's the first thing I want to start off with is if you're wondering, if you're sitting in your bed and maybe you just haven't gotten up today and you're just thinking, oh, I have nothing to look forward, put that on your list. That's number one before anything else, is that you have the gift that you can walk. You can go play golf. You can go and do anything you want. And I cherish that Joe put that first on his list because he does not feel sorry for himself in one way at all.
Well, you can't really be in action and creating action if you're not moving.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Nothing happens whatsoever.
So I love that. What do you think is second on his list? To have fun. Oh. Have fun. And you know, that really plays into one of the things that I actually started my show. When you're having fun and being real, good things happen. And that's just really what it's all about.
I met him over at the Women's Today.
Yes.
You know, he was one of the most outgoing, very easy to talk to people. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He didn't feel, and he just would just talk and talk. And he was a very intuitive to what I was feeling in a sense. And we were just talking the entire time. So yeah, I that's what it was. We were talking about having fun, and he was talking about how he I guess he teaches classes to people who are somewhat disabled in some way or another, that, you know, how to go water skiing or how to play basketball and things like that, correct?
Well, we all face challenges, mm-hmm. So it's anyone with a challenge. It doesn't have to be a disability. So if there's some reason that you're stuck or not moving, he can be that voice for you as the action coach.
Right.
Right. I was going to say, just, you know, Joe is one of the most positive people I've ever met, and because he's in a wheelchair, everybody thinks, oh, it's just disabled, but he can motivate the most able-bodied person that is just stuck and mm-hmm. sitting there.
That's what I love. You know, it's funny, I invite him on my show, And then he tells me, you are just amazing, you know. And I'm like going, you are amazing. I mean, it's like a magnet. And I love that. I love being around people that are so positive, that lift you up. And that's what I encourage everybody to do, is find their own team. And, you know, one, I just want to say, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm so glad you are here, because you're part of my team out there. And I hope, you know, just like Susie said, that I'm lifting you by the people that I bring on my show. It's just infectious. You can't do anything but have a better day.
We get a choice. You can be positive or you can be negative. Well, let me tell you, being positive is a lot more fun than being negative. So you get to choose.
Right. And, you know, I know it is the beginning of the year, but I have always talked about turn your day around whatever day it is. It doesn't have
Absolutely.
To be the beginning of the year. If you wake up and you're kind of going, I'm kind of feeling like I'm getting a sore throat, I'm kind of, you know what, roll over, get out, get, you know, get a drink, get some hot tea, and go. Go, 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 because by the end of the day, you're going to go, wow, I think I feel better. And that's really how life is. And that's what's taken me to where I am today, is just to keep going. So I show up every single day, making it one more day better. So if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I know Giovanni's just dying
to give away.
I know. I love that's why I invite you on my show. And Giovanni from Simi Valley Night Out and dayinsimivalley.com. Check out his website. He has it all happening right there.
Correct. Well, one of the things that I want to give away right now is there's a new restaurant that just opened in Simi Valley, and it's called Freebirds. Have you guys heard about Freebirds yet?
No.
Yes, I have.
Everybody talks about these burritos. It's
crazy. Oh, my God. I love burritos.
And on top of that, I went in there the other day, and I talked to the manager, and I couldn't believe the entire place was completely packed. I mean, there's three or four restaurants in the area. Nobody was in those restaurants. Everybody was at Freebirds.
See, now, isn't that interesting how that works? I just love that. I love that buzz. I got to go there today.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving away a free burrito to Freebirds.
And now, what kind of burritos do they have?
All kinds of burritos. Okay. I believe they started back in the 1980s, the late 1980s in Santa Barbara, and they've just expanded and expanded, and now they've gotten into such a big chain that everybody loves them.
So, Randy, you said you heard of it. Have you eaten there?
I have, actually. They have one right near my house.
So you're like
really?
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, if you step outside of the studio, you can call in. You could try to win that free burrito.
We have Randy locked in here. Sorry.
So let me let you guys know where it's located. It's 2490 Sycamore Drive in Simi Valley. It's right off the freeway on Sycamore.
Okay.
So we'll do the third caller.
Okay, 805-639-0008. And also, I have tickets, too, which I'm going to also start to give away, too, to Fritz Coleman. I mean, this guy is hilarious. Channel 4 News. And he, if you've ever seen him on in live, I'm telling you, he's amazing. He's so funny. It's like, he's, you know, I would be a news person, a weather person if I was him. Because he's like, you don't have to do very much, you know?
Not in California.
I know. I think it's going to be sunny.
I think it's going to be sunny again today.
It
might rain a little bit, but it's going to be sunny after that.
Yeah, so over at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, I've got tickets. And also Steve White is going to be there. And it is the 8 o'clock show tonight. So I'm telling you, those guys put on an amazing show. And there's great restaurants there. It's a perfect place to have some fun. And there's nothing better than, which is next on on Joe's list here, is to have fun and, you know, feel the passion. So these guys got definite passion about what they do. So I would love to give those tickets away, and I'll put you on a VIP list for Kim Pagano Show. So 805-639-0008. If you want to go have a laugh, that's what it's all about. So, all right. So, Randy, take us back to giving us some motivation.
Sure, I love that. On the spot motivation.
I know. I don't put you on the spot, do I?
You know, improv.
Well, and it was funny because you were talking about Joe's list here. And,
yes.
You know, it says just move, have fun. And the very next one, which is what I watch right here, I'm watching you, have passion, right? Feel your passion.
Yes.
I'm watching every word coming out of your mouth. You have this passion for what you do.
I know. I love it. Thank you.
And this woman that called in, I believe that. I believe that you uplift all these people that you reach out to. So you're doing such a great service.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're on today. Yeah. Do we have a winner?
We do have a winner.
Sorry. I'm just like, okay, we have Carmen on the line. Carmen, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Okay, great. Are you going to go check out the burrito.
I am.
Okay. In fact, I think I talked to you last week, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And you were at another Mexican restaurant, so I know you like that, right? Oh, no, you were at a exotic, something exotic food, right?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. See, I've been trying to reach out and talk to my listeners. So anyways, I'm so excited that you won. And tell me something new that's going on in your life.
Well, listening to you and getting tips on getting healthier this year.
I like it.
I love it. I love your program.
Thank you so much.
Carmen, do you have a New Year's resolution you'd like to share with us?
No, just listening to her and just becoming healthier. That's just a real priority for me right now, I guess.
That's great. Yeah. That's perfect.
And changing my diet. I'm just, looking for different ways of changing my diet, and I've been getting some really good tips from you the last couple of days.
Thank you. We must be on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I have to do this year. Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. So I welcome you to do that and invest in yourself, and I'm so glad that you're a part of my show. Share me and share me with your friends.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay, well, you have a great day, and we will get that out to you.
Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Thanks so much. All right. So that's how it is. It's just I love when I start talking to everybody out there. You know, it's funny because I said before that I do hair, and I get to connect with them eye to eye, and being on the radio, it's like, okay, I think I need to be on TV. I need a live audience. And so that's the next thing that we're going to be putting together is actually – so that I can meet some of my listeners. And I've got a couple things in mind, and probably by next week, I want to invite everybody to meet and greet. And I'm really excited. I can't wait. I've got actually one of my authors that's going to be flying in to be a part of this. And I know that I can get, I've got a whole team here. So we've got some really fun. So definitely you want to stay tuned.
I would love to see you on stage. You're so animated. All the listeners out there can't see you, but I'm watching you like go through all these emotions.
I know. I'm
so
like, thank you. So anyways, okay, so what is the next step to being motivated? And tell us a little bit about how you motivate. You not only motivate individuals, but you motivate businesses, correct?
I do. And Michael's really the business coach. He's amazing. I mean, he's like the guru of marketing and motivation for business coaching. But really, it all comes down to, and it's so funny, all the people I work with, they know the next question. They'll like pour their soul out, and they know what I'm about to ask, which is, so, what do you want?
Oh, so it's all up to what you want.
It all comes down to, what is it that you want? What are you looking for? And of course, the next thing is, what are you doing to get that? So many people are like, I want six-pack abs. Great. What are you doing to get that?
Watching TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching TV and pictures of six-packs abs.
And eating chocolate chip cookies. Yeah.
You could buy one of those T-shirts. No, I'm just kidding. No.
My
son got one of those for Christmas.
Did
so
he?
Yeah, I thought that was great, though. But no, one of my sons works out a lot, so it was perfect for him. But you're absolutely right. You got to make a decision to be who you are, which is the next one. Make a decision. I wasn't hello, But yes, you have to make a decision, and you have to know, a lot of people last night were saying that once you write it down, you commit. But not only that is you really have to feel it.
Do you remember last week we were talking about the dream board? We said we put
yes.
the thing on the back of the door, and you put things that you kind of want. And even our caller earlier was saying if you think it, it'll start becoming what you want.
That's right.
And maybe if you add that to the dream board, something where you see it every day, maybe put, some workout equipment, or maybe put somebody, an actor or somebody that has that kind of body style you would like, maybe seeing it every day kind of keeps it in your mind to continue you on the right track.
Kind of a mentor.
Correct.
Yeah, so Giovanni, you don't know this about me. I've shared it some on the air, but actually part of Mindset Reset is taking that, what you're talking about, dream board, to a whole different level, because we can put pictures up and images and that's great, but there's something deeper about it. It's about what's that feeling? What is it that we're really wanting to exude? What is it that, because those things often, and the weight thing is often about something else. It's about finding that comfort within ourselves. It's about finding that self-love. It's about being comfortable in our bodies. It's about how we're relating with people. And so one of the things that I do, and we're going to be doing this with Kim on the show, so keep listening, because we will give out the dates hopefully next week. We'll
yes.
let you know exactly what's going on. But helping you to create a theme for your year, and not just a resolution, but a theme, so that you can carry this theme throughout, and we create a visual board that's based on that theme.
And that's a 5-hour class.
Yes, it's a 5-hour workshop.
Yeah.
If you can give yourself that amount of that time to do that, it's so powerful.
And I've worked with Prudence before, and I've done some of that, and that's some powerful, powerful work. And the people that I work with, specifically what I talk about is the blindness that we adopt. So vision boarding is great. Little post-it notes are great. And you have to continually cycle those things in.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I want to say, well, first of all, I want to just remind anybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're actually, our next guest is on the phone, and we're going to be talking to them, Martin Sizemore, maybe, right? And he's going to be talking about Chubster. But another losing weight. I told you it's in my cards. I'm doing it here. But is a lot of people don't believe in themselves, and they feel, you know, a little sadness in them. They think they can't do it. And you have to be your own best friend. You have to feel that you're worth it. And so I want you, you know, one of the exercises that Joe did is take a mirror. You know, my dad used to tell me this all the time, is even if you're feeling a little sad, look in the mirror and smile. Smile, smile, smile till your eyes start smiling back at you. And that's really a big thing, because you want to believe if you're not happy, you're not going to project that to anybody else. So that's one of the things that I really want you to do for this weekend, and start there. So I do want to introduce my next guest. And Martin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So your book is called Chubster.
It is, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you got that name, Chubster.
Well, I think it's kind of a cool word, but I was a music critic at Phoenix New Times. I now live in Portland, Oregon, and I'm an arts and culture editor here. I've been called a hipster by other people, and I lost 100 pounds in 8 months.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was not that hard. That's the thing that I thought I needed to write a book about, because people look at it like it's this weird, mysterious thing, and that losing weight is complicated or difficult. And really, I mean, it's a very basic process. You just use more energy than you take in.
And that's what confuses me and frustrates me, that we all know the simple tools, and yet so many of us don't do it.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier, this thought came to me, that dieting is the lie that keeps on giving. We've been lied to how many times about a diet, and we know exactly what to do. It's the lie that keeps on giving, and we keep looking for that magic button that's going to change what we're doing when we know exactly what to do.
Right. So yeah. Now,
well, and that's what I'm hopefully going to do, is give people that basic information and then some jokes and remind them what they need to know.
See, did you all hear that? Jokes. You got to have fun in life with whatever you're doing. If you're serious, it's going to be a drag and you're not going to be able to do it. So I love that you have jokes in here, too. Plus, you've got some really great recipes in here, too. So tell us tell us a little bit about what are some of the steps to take that you actually lost all your weight.
I did it by counting calories, which is the only way that you're guaranteed to do it. That's the way that every other diet restricts calories, because your body's a machine. It uses energy. Food is the energy. You need to, if you want to lose weight, you need to burn more energy than you're taking in, so your body will burn the stored energy that it's got, which it stores as fat. So that's what I did. I counted my calories. Now, how you do that, what kind of food you eat, will make a big difference in how happy you are, and also how quickly it goes in terms of your day. That you can either have a pleasant day if you eat a salad and have a nice full belly, or if you eat nothing but Twinkies, you'll still lose weight. I talked in there about a nutrition professor who did that, but you'll be pretty miserable along the way. So the art of dieting is what I call the rest of the book. The basics, the science of it, I mean, it's calories, and I explain that in a chapter and a half, and people know what they need to do. And then the rest of it is finding foods that you like to eat, finding exercise that you enjoy doing, and doing it.
And Martin, you know, I'm actually going to tell everybody that's listening that what you're saying right now is truthful to me, because what most people don't know about me is that I actually lost about 75 pounds in 2 months. And working. I was working very, very hard, and I wasn't really eating that much. And I was putting out more energy than I actually was consuming. And the way I've kept it off was actually to watch my calories. And I eat maybe 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, some days a little bit more, some days a little bit less. But I try to keep myself as active as possible because that's what's going to keep the weight off. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about even earlier with our first guest. So,
right.
You know, it's you know, keeping the calories down, but your activities up.
Yeah, and, you know, we just talked to Elizabeth on her book is Eat Your Way to Sexy. Don't you feel so much sexier and so much better about yourself?
Yeah, I do, and I just have more fun every day. I get to do things that I had forgotten that I could do. I mean, feeling better about yourself is great, but I always felt pretty cool, I have to, admit.
Yeah, to definitely have a name Chubster.
I was happily fat. But I'm so much happier now.
And healthier.
Yeah, and healthier. Happier and healthier.
Yes.
And my life is just so much fuller now.
There you go.
And that's what I tell people.
There you go. So take us through a couple quick, tips.
Well, the main thing, count your calories. You can either do that the old-fashioned way with a pen and a little notebook, or you can also use your iPhone. I have an app that I use to do it. This information is so easy to find now through Google. I mean, you can just find the calories in anything. Back when people started doing this, and even in the 80s when I remember, there was kind of a revival of calorie counting, people had to go to the library or buy a book that had everything in it. Now you can just Google this stuff. But,
I know, it is pretty easy.
You need to find things that you enjoy eating and find a version of that you can eat. If you like pizza, there are some frozen pizzas on the market that are not terrible and are low in calories. If you like ice cream, McDonald's has 150 calorie ice cream cone.
I love their ice cream.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know. I love them.
People don't realize, like, hey, I can eat either this 150 calorie McDonald's ice cream cone, or I go to Dairy Queen or something, and you might eat 500 calories. So it's all about finding a version of something that you like that you can eat, and also just getting that exercise by walking or running, hiking. There's so many great things people can do.
Just get off the couch. That is your, seriously. Or if you're on the couch, be doing some, sit-ups or lift, do something.
Well,
I'm talking
about Wii Fit. If you're into playing video games, get Wii Fit. Do that. If you're such a couch potato, you want to do that, get that. There are some great little exercise things on there that'll help you and maybe get you started. And then maybe you want to leave the house at some
point. There you go.
But you don't have to.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. Where do we get your book?
ChubsterTheBook.com has links, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's on all the main ones.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you again, and good job for yourself. Pat yourself on the back because, you know what, and I'm so glad that you're sharing that with everyone.
Thank you very much. You have a good morning.
You too. All right.
I want to share a tip. I shared it yesterday, so some of you might have heard it, but I think it's worth repeating. You've heard take a food journal, have a food journal. And I have to admit, I'm not very good at the food journals. But I read a suggestion, and I think it's brilliant. Nowadays, we all have phones that have cameras. Take a picture of what you're eating. So if you can't take a written food journal, you're not following it, snap a picture so you have a visual on top of it. I haven't yet done that, but I have to tell you, yesterday as I was leaving the show and I had to run to the next place, and I'll admit, I stopped at some place to pick something up. And I thought of myself, and I thought, if I had to take a picture of this, I thought, oh, well, I'll start the picture thing tomorrow.
Okay, but you know what?
Taking a picture,
yeah.
It's like admitting right there. And if I had to share that, if I had somebody I was accountable to, and I'm saying this and possibly going to do it,
possibly.
What is that?
I'm being honest.
I know, but just do it.
I probably shouldn't have said it on air. Now
okay.
I have to do it.
There you go. That's why you're making it accountable.
Sharing that with somebody.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break from my sponsors right now, and I am going to give away the first three callers tickets to Ventura Harbor Comedy Club to see Fritz Coleman and Steve White tonight at 8 o'clock. So if you want to go, it's a perfect date night. Start there. 805-639-0008.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Everyone, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We have a great show here, and we are giving back every day and adding value every day in every way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And actually, we have Joe on the line. Joe, are you there?
Yeah.
Were your ears burning or something?
Yes. I want to thank all of you for all those kind words and shout-outs.
That's great. You did a great job last night, and it was definitely moving to me. And even just met great people. There is a lot of really new faces there, and it was wonderful. So
Thank you. Keep
doing what you're doing.
I certainly will do that. Thank you, Randy. And Randy, if I wanted to work with you, how would I get a hold of you?
Oh, good job.
You can email me at randy@randyboring.com.
All right.
That's randy@randyboring.com.
And how do you spell boring?
Just like it sounds. Okay. B-O-R-I-N-G.
You probably got reamed for that one, huh?
No, what do you mean?
I've never
heard anything.
Ever. But let me tell you, he's anything but boring, let me tell you. This guy keeps you in stitches.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Too.
All right. You got it. Well, I know that you want to give away something. Like, he's like dancing around, you know?
I'm all over the place today.
Okay.
Another free burrito.
Ooh.
To Freebirds in Simi Valley. So we're going to give it away to a lucky caller. We still have some of the tickets left for the show you're talking about today.
That's right.
So if you want to win something, call us up right now, 805-639-0008.
All right. And in fact, Giovanni is going to be on the line. So I know that's going to just, people want to know what you look like. And, you know, he's got so much energy. So 805-639-0008. What are you guys having going on for the weekend? Anything fun and exciting out there? In fact, Giovanni, do you have anything fun and exciting out in Simi Valley?
There's a I was off the mic there for
there
a second. There's a few things going on. I know that we have a free recycling day. It's a shredding event.
Oh, you know what? Getting organized,
waste.
You know.
So at the Chamber of Commerce on the 7th, it starts at 9 a.m. And you just bring over, you have your VCRs and old screens and stuff like that. It costs a lot of money to actually dump that, and it's really bad for the environment. So if you bring it over to the Chamber of Commerce, you can go ahead and dump that for free over there.
Nice. There you go. That's great. All right. And, you know, another thing that I've been doing for the new year, okay, is actually I've been going into each room of my house and saying I'm ready to release, okay, you know, those kind of those corners that you have a lot of stuff in, or maybe books that you haven't read in a while. It just, you know, either donate them, release them. My dad's actually got a consignment store in Palm Springs, so I'm like actually going to truck a bunch of stuff down there. So if anybody's interested in doing something like that, just get rid of it. Once you simplify your life, things will be so much better.
And also, if anybody wants to know anything that's going on about anything to do in Simi Valley, you can go to the websites, of course, dayinsimivalley.com, simivalleynightout.com. And if you pick up today's issue of the Acorn in Simi Valley, the full back page is a calendar that we put out for everything that's going on this entire month of January. I was going to say December, but it's January now.
Very
so,
nice. There you go. I just had a listener, Andy, and he said he's going to start taking pictures of his food.
Oh, okay. I think it's helpful. I'm thinking, how am I going to do that? I'm gonna have to find a plan.
I'm gonna call you and text you. What did you eat? You know. So, anyways.
Or even go to the next level and post it on Facebook.
Oh, I know. You know, that's a scary thing. We're gonna have to have a topic on that, because what's your thought? Since you're a business guru, you know, what's your thought on Facebook?
I love Facebook, actually. Well, Actually, I have two minds about Facebook. Yeah. Facebook is wonderful, and you can reach so many people, and it can be such a drain, a time drain.
Yeah.
You know, that little Facebook icon's like, click on me, come over here.
Yeah.
And so to get the word out, to get messages out about, you know, what events are going on, Simi Valley Day, see, now we're all doing it.
Days in Simi Valley. There you go.
But I mean, that's how people get connected now, is they just, hey, come to Facebook. And like you're saying, like me, come to Facebook and like me.
Well, it's a good way to notify people. That part is, you know, and I love that, you know, you are connecting with people. I have to tell you, there's so many things happening around everywhere. I mean, there's, you know, events and mixers and networks. And I mean, it is a definite way to have a life out there. You know, and to be connected.
And it's you have to take that step, though. It's like, oh, look at this. I'm going to go do this. And then go do it.
Get
off the couch and go do it.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Randy, for being a part of our show. Prudence, thank you so much.
Always
Mindset
a pleasure.
Reset. Giovanni, great job.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And, of course, I want to remind Matt, thank you again. Also, I want to remind anybody, if you missed something on my show and you want to listen again, remember it replays again from 1 to 2. Also, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com and also like us on Facebook. With that, I love that you've been here with us, and I hope that you've gotten some from it. And also, I want to thank all my listeners and all my callers. And, you know, be brave. Take action and do something today that's different that you haven't done before. With that, of course, I want to say I always end my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is, we all stumble. Try to limit the times you trip over your own words. With that, you know, have a really great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I know. Pretty woman, won't you pause?